This is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, there is a pool, called in Hebrew Bet Zatah, which has five porticos. In these lay many invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there a long time, Jesus said to the man, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered Jesus, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." Jesus said to the man who was sick, "Stand up, take your mat, and walk." At once the man was made well, and he took up his mat and began to walk. Now that day, the Sabbath. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Jesus said to the man, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered Jesus, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool." During the month of May, we observe Mental Health Awareness Month. This is a time when we are called to recognize the importance of caring for our own mental health, when we give thanks for mental health care professionals, and we pay special attention to the ways we care for one another's mental health. It was this last one, the ways we care for one another's mental health, that I thought of when I read our gospel lesson for today. The man that Jesus helps has been living with his illness for 38 years. Now, we don't know exactly what illness the man lives with, but we do know that he has had it for a long time. For 38 years, the man has suffered from isolation, from the lack of community and support, because the people around him view his illness as something to be feared, reviled, judged. For 38 years, the man has suffered as other people in life just seem to pass him by. He's spent 38 years waiting by the side of this pool, waiting to be healed, waiting, as every time he tries to make his own way, other people step in front of him, literally passing him by. For 38 years, this man has suffered. Not necessarily due to the illness he lives with, but certainly due to the ways other people treat him. When Jesus sees this man, Jesus immediately recognizes how long he has suffered. So Jesus asks, "Do you want to be made well?" And the man's response is so telling. "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool." "Sir, I have no one." No one to notice, no one to care, no one to help. Sir, I have no one. And this is true. The man has no one. That is, until Jesus. Jesus notices this man. And rather than passing him by for any number of reasons, because Jesus is busy, I mean, Jesus might be distracted by the many questions his disciples have for him. Jesus is focused on the big picture. He's got to save all creation. He can't spend time on just one person. Jesus has to follow the laws. This is a Sabbath day. It is against the law for Jesus to help this man on this day. Maybe Jesus will just pass him by because that's what everybody else does. There are many reasons why Jesus might just pass this man by. But rather than doing that, Jesus notices the man. And he sees not a problem to be avoided or to be fixed as quickly as possible, but a person. Jesus sees a person who is worthy of care and love. Jesus does not experience the fear, the revulsion, or the judgment that so many, too many, experience when they look at this man. Jesus, he experiences compassion. He cares for the man. He suffers with this man because the man's suffering is Christ's suffering. When Jesus notices this man, he is filled with compassion and care, and he is moved to help. Jesus helps. Even though it is against the rules, it is a Sabbath, after all, and it is against the law, okay? It is against the law for Jesus to heal this man on the Sabbath. But we all know how Jesus feels about rules that get in the way of love. Those are rules that are made to be broken. Jesus refuses to let anything get in the way of love, helping someone who is in need. So Jesus breaks the law to help this man, to make him well. Do you want to be made well? Jesus asks. Sir, I have no one. No one to notice, no one to care, no one to help. No one. That is, until Jesus. My siblings, until Jesus, this man feels so alone. And alone, he cannot receive the help that he needs. He needs community. He needs support. People who see him as a person, not a problem. People who notice that he is struggling. People who do not care only for themselves, quickly, selfishly passing him by. He needs people who notice other people. And he needs people who care about other people. He needs people who experience compassion. He needs people who are willing to set aside their fears, their revulsion, their judgment, their prejudice. He needs people who recognize that he is a person who is worthy of love. He needs people who help, who are willing to stop their busy lives to help somebody else. People who notice enough and care enough to help. He needs people who care more about love than the law. My siblings, what the man in our gospel lesson needs is what so many people need when it comes to mental health care. We need others who notice, who care, who actually help. We need community. One of the greatest struggles when it comes to mental health care is this feeling of isolation, the feeling that nobody notices. No one's willing to set aside their fears and their judgment, the shame they put on us, the feeling that no one understands, that no one wants to listen, that no one cares, that no one can help. And this isolation, the suffering of living with things like anxiety, depression, panic, eating disorders, addictive behaviors, trauma, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and more, in isolation, suffering of living with these only gets worse. The man's answer, "Sir, I have no one," is so very telling. So, my siblings, if you live with anxiety, depression, panic, an eating disorder, addiction, trauma, or something else that impacts your mental health, please know that you are not alone. You are seen. You are cared for. You are loved, and you are worthy of love. And my siblings, if you are a human being on this earth, then I promise you that you know someone who lives with anxiety, depression, an eating disorder, addiction, or something else that impacts their mental health. So you are called, my siblings, to notice the people around you who might be struggling. You are called to care about the people around you, to stop your busy lives and care. You are called to help the people around you. Because one of those people around you might just be waiting for someone, anyone, to notice, to care, help. And my siblings, pray for and support the work of our mental health care providers. Because no matter how hard we might pray, no matter how much we might love, there is no substitute for a good mental health care professional. We need good counselors, good social workers, good psychiatrists, good psychologists, good doctors, good nurses who take care of us and others. Support the laws and the grants that fund these professionals and their work. And support the laws that make it possible for people to afford and receive the mental health care that they need. My siblings, Jesus does not want us to live in a world where anyone answers his question, "Do you want to be made well?" with, "Sir, I have no one." No one should have no one to notice, to care, to help. So my siblings, be someone. Be someone who notices. Be someone who cares. Be someone who helps. Be someone, as Jesus was someone. Amen.